Inside a busy hallway of an Erie Community College building off Oak Street in downtown Buffalo, students and teachers gathered this summer for learning. ECC is one of the Say Yes partners. This is the second year of the summer program, helping students to learn how to navigate a college campus. But more importantly, they're refreshing their academic skills.
We're emphasizing math, writing, and reading as kind of the three most important key issues. And in all three cases, you can definitely tell there might be something missing.
Chris Vogt is a writing instructor for ECC. It's like a cramming session for students. But Vogt says urban poverty creates its own set of challenges for these students.
So as students might compare to other districts, you can kind of tell poverty really does leave its mark.
Students began the summer program by taking an assessment test. Each instructor measures a student's progress. Erin Hackett graduated from a city alternative school called Gateway. She will begin her college classes at ECC this fall, enrolled in an early childhood program.
High school, there was a lot of math, and you just, like, you need a refresher, basically, and it's like, it helps you refresh, like, what you need to learn, like, the problems that will help you, and writing is just to improve your skills.
Some of them have literally said, aha, so and there have been those moments. Overall, the program is more of a kind of gradual incline, you know, gradually, as I said, trying to bridge what gaps there might be between high school and college.
Some students voice frustration when they learn what the college workload will be like and what's expected of them.
Once they get here, they're on their own, and I think that's a huge change for them. A lot of them come in here, and they're used to someone tracking them down if they're not in class, and they're not going to do that here, and that was our message.
Diane McLaughlin is ECC's Say Yes coordinator for the summer program. It's like a crash course on college life, a chance for students to learn college buzzwords.
The problem we've had with most of the students is that they really just don't get it. We start throwing terms at them like advisement. We start throwing terms at it like bursar, registrar. They don't know what that means. And a big plus to the students participating in this program is when they start on September 2nd, they're going to know what those terms mean.
School districts are striving to make sure students are college ready. However, McLaughlin is critical of that term as some Buffalo students arrive with low academics and even some with learning disabilities.
They're not. And I think there has to be a push definitely toward the 4 years of English and 4 years of math. That's just a given.
But college remediation is nothing new for incoming freshmen. In fact, SUNY has spent $70 million on remediation programs. SUNY trustee Eunice Lewin says basic math and reading are vital, and they need to do a better job in working closely with K through 12th grade.
So that K through 12 fully understands the expectations. So when students enroll in higher ed, they come with those basic skills that they need to do work.
I think one of the things that I'm noticing is that their work ethic seems to be declining.
Lori Davis is a math teacher with ECC's Say Yes program. She worries students struggle most with fractions and rely heavily on calculators. But she did note there was an increase in performance from last year's summer school students.
We actually had a lot of students this year compared to last year who placed into credited math the first time they took the placement test. So that was really surprising for me. Because that lets me know that our students are doing better in their high school classes.
Well, coming here every day for these 5 weeks, it has helped me like with the math, the reading, the writing.
Tiana Nixon is a graduate of Oracle Charter High School in Buffalo. She plans to major in culinary arts to become a chef.
So what are you working on right now?
Oh, I'm working on an essay on bullying, the rise of bullying, the effects and the causes of it in how it affects people on a daily basis.
What has helped you here this summer in these last few weeks as you get ready to come here for college in the fall? What's made a difference to kind of give you that edge?
Well, when I get to college, I feel like this program has helped me because it's like with this program, I've learned how to improve on my writing, my reading, and my math, and it has helped me a lot because it's like I know when I get to college, the things that I've learned here, I can take right to me to college.
This summer program also works with ESL students, trying to give them a chance to gain a better understanding of the English language before entering college. Jeremy Bonital is an ESL reading and writing teacher at ECC. He says with international students, it's case by case.
If they're coming straight out of high school, a lot of times, like these students are actually pretty good. I'm a little disappointed sometimes when students are struggling, but again, if I was learning a second language, I would be struggling anyway.
I'm not really good in writing or reading. That's what I'm, I have difficult.
Nasser Tehar is from Yemen. He just graduated from Riverside High School, one of the city's failing schools, and was among the many English language learners now making up the district's student population.
But I'm good with math and science. That was my favorite subjects, math and science, and history too.
Tehar is working hard. He came here with his brother in 2008. Their father died here in the United States, but their mother remains in Yemen. They both work to send her money.
It's tough, but it's experience. I clean my clothes by myself. I cook by myself. I study by myself. So I think it's good.
Tehar wants to be an architect. His teachers describe him as a self-starter and are confident he will be very successful in the Say Yes program. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.